Last week we covered the three stages, yeah, according to the should be 天台智的大师, yeah, so the master by the name 智者, yeah, so the wise one. So he outlined three stages. If you all recall, the three stages correspond to 内凡, oh, so 内凡 is already what do you call that? It's still unenlightened, but already able to use samatha vipassana to cause defilements not to arise. Yeah, occasionally may still arise. In other words, but you can hold it there. Yeah. So second stage. 只得无生法忍, so have already attained to first stage Bodhisattva path. So 10 stages. Before that, prior to that, 南丁忍四第一, yeah, then after that, first stage all the way to stage 7. Then stage 8, 9, 10 is the third stage. 第三个阶段, 八地菩萨, 如普门品说的, so inside, last week we mentioned 因以何生得住者即现何生而为说法. So Bodhisattvas, they are not attached to whatever form they have, but according to the form that is required that the listener need, then they will appear in that form. Yeah, and I also highlighted that actually in our life we sometimes do that. Yeah, when we reach out to different people, then we use different approaches. Then I mentioned about 见人讲人话, 见鬼讲鬼话. Yeah. The difference is, when worldly people do this, they do this to gain something from others. Bodhisattvas also do this. But Bodhisattvas do this not to gain, yeah, but to benefit. No? But to benefit. So the verses, this part here, if you look at the text, you may be a bit lost. Huh? We are now at the part, Shri Puti, Pusa, no, not yet. Shri Puti, Pusa Yu Fa Ying Wu So Zhu, Xing Yu Bu Shi, So Yi Bu Zhu Se Bu Shi, Bu Zhu Sen Xiang Wei Chu Fa Bu Shi. Yeah, so we are actually still at this stage. Oh. So, continuing from there, 如果不是在这三个阶段,而是在外反位, so, those three stages that we have mentioned, the first stage is still unenlightened, second, third stage are enlightened, but there's one more stage, which is called Wai Fan Wei. So under the unenlightened stage, further out, yeah, Wai Fan Wei. Yeah, so what happened? Fan Nao Hai Sui Shi Huo Dong. So first stage, the defilements is able to be kept at bay. Yeah, but prior to the first stage, Wai Fan. Yeah, so if you imagine the three stages, so the part that is very near to the stage one already, or rather three time period, yeah, 三大阿僧祇劫, yeah, then the middle one, that's 1 to 7, then 8, 9, 10. So prior to stage one, this is the unenlightened stage. The last part here is very close to enlightenment. 南丁忍四第一, so prior to that, yeah, prior to that, all this whole stage is actually what we call 资粮位, the stage of resource, where the Buddha used the analogy of a metaphor of a person going on a long journey. Yeah, so enlightenment, to become enlightened, yeah, as a Buddha, is like going on a long journey. Yeah, and Buddhahood analogized as the destination. So to do this, you need a lot of resources. So the initial resource is mainly merits. Yeah. Then after that, there's all the paramitas, the perfections. Yeah. So here, 如果不是在这三个阶段,而是在外凡位. So that's the initial stage of the first asankhaya kalpa. So this period, we try to do a lot of practices, we try to accumulate merit. But what happened? 烦恼还随时活动, defilements can arise anytime. Yeah, today happy, tomorrow not happy. This is how it looks like. In Buddhism, we always talk about 相貌, Sang Mao means how it looks like. But when we say how it looks like, doesn't mean, oh, wear red t-shirt, wear red polo tee, or blue color, cyan color, pink, red color stripe. No, that is a physical appearance. Yeah. So there's another way to look at appearance. It means in terms of whether there is defilements or no defilements. Yeah. So a lot of people in this world, how do you know who is enlightened? Based on whether there's defilements or not. So here we can see a very clear marker. If you see a person occasionally still have defilements, then we know, oh, why fun? Yeah. Yeah. Or if you see this man, steady, no ru putong. But after that, complain. Still have defilements. It's just that in front of everybody, ru putong. Yeah. But after that, a lot. But there are some, maybe publicly also don't say anything, privately also don't say anything, but still hard to say. Maybe internally. Then one day, maybe you encounter, maybe you don't encounter. But one day, 火山爆发, So, in terms of worldly definition, then we say, if the person at least outwardly don't blow up, we say, 不错,还有修养. Yeah. But then, in Buddhism, that is not sufficient. Internally, it must be purified also. So, based on this, you can see. Yeah. But beyond a certain stage, hard for us to detect also. Yeah. Because beyond that stage, the subtleties is too refined. We cannot tell also. We cannot tell. So, 相信菩萨道. Yeah. So, someone maybe have this thought. It's quite good, huh? Listen to Sifu mention about 金刚经, 菩萨道, wow, quite good. I also want to do. Yeah. But do you think it's easy? 相信菩萨道是很困难的, not so easy. Yeah, not so easy. Because of all the stages, the ones that we have gone through, 1, 2, 3, those are the enlightened stages. Prior to that, not so easy. Yeah, I mean, behind is also not easy, but the front part, you have to overcome your defilements. Yeah, so 因为贪嗔痴还会活动, because at the initial stage, defilements can still arise. It's still active. Yeah, so not so easy. Yeah, 处理事情不能完全用般若的智慧. So when handling matters, if defilements are still active, then it's not easy to use wisdom. Yeah, it's not easy to use the prajna wisdom to what? To come and deal with matters. Oh, this happened, that happened. Oh, do we use our wisdom or do we use greed, hatred, and delusion? Yeah. Like for example, let's say, you're organizing something, doing something. Then suddenly, got extra cash. Huh? What do we do with extra cash?
Go and spend on him.
What you guys? Wow, very honest. Give him one clap of honesty. Yeah, but please don't do it. Yeah, especially now in NS, later get charged. Yeah. Yeah. So, when things are going our way, easy for us to say this, say that. But when things don't go our way, in other words, disagreeable circumstances, not so easy for us not to have defilements. Yeah, not so easy. Yeah. So, 因为贪嗔痴还会活动，处理事情不能完全用般若智慧，而用什么？ Yeah, what do we use instead? 贪嗔痴处理事情. Yeah, so if it's agreeable, then we want. Yeah, then we come up. The worst thing is, when it's something that we want, we can come up with all kinds of reasoning and explanation why it should be the case. But when something is disagreeable, unpleasant, we are repulsed by it, we can also come up with all kinds of reasoning to oppose it. Yeah. So those of you who are at work, you can tell, you have experiences of this. When people are not happy, when they have greed, hatred, and delusion, doesn't matter whether your idea is good or bad, doesn't matter whether your approach can work or not. If they want to disagree, they can find all kinds of reason to disagree. Yeah. So that is called 用而用贪嗔痴处理事情. So 这样难免大家会冲突. In this way, then inevitable, yeah, easy for people to have what conflict, yeah, 难免会有冲突. 菩萨道就 变直, yeah. Then initially, oh, fasting, oh, 我要行菩萨道, I want to普度众生, I want to liberate all sentient beings. But when you have conflict here, you have conflict there, then what happened? Oh, the mindset change. Yeah, in the Thursday class, Ru Pusa Sing Lun, you talk about bodhicitta. Two kinds of bodhicitta. What are they? The first type, intent. The second type, action. Yeah. So even for intent, initial intent, and 10 years later, 10 lives later, 10 kapas later, or oh, maybe there's a change. Hopefully it's changing to become stronger, the intent to practice bodhisattva path. But many times, becomes weaker. Yeah, becomes twisted, maybe. So over here, yeah, 菩萨道就变直. Maybe we don't talk until 菩萨道. We say, maybe we want to help people. Or maybe we want to do volunteer work. So, always highlight to 小菩萨 last time. 初心易发，恒心难持. Yeah. So how? Yeah, over time, it is actually normal. It is normal. But we tend to have idealistic impression. Yeah, when a group of people come together as a start, then we feel like, wow, this is so wonderful. Wow, we cherish each other. Wow, we are doing something so wonderful. We are going to do this until we are 70 years old. Yeah, first day, we always think in this way. Yeah, after half a year, meeting, so much meeting for what? Cannot stand it. Don't wanna. Then after 1 year, just swipe down and see. Meeting, okay. Just turn off the Wi-Fi. Yeah. After 2 years, after 3 years, yeah, bye-bye already. But this is normal. To expect otherwise, that's abnormal. Yeah, you must know that. I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying that we should encourage people to you know, disperse. But to expect groups to come together and simply don't disperse, that's impossible. In so many places, when Venerable Sariputta passed away, then Venerable Ananda was filled with grief. The Buddha told him, 聚而不离，终不可得. For anything that comes about through conditions, yeah, come together, for it not to be separated, that's not possible. Yeah, that's not possible. So, of course, we have to expect different conditions, then things will change. But it's okay. Important thing is, no matter how it changed, to keep the long-term direction aligned. So, 就不是菩萨道了. Yeah. But unfortunately, if the moment the mindset has changed, then it's no longer bodhisattva path. If a person tried to volunteer, but when the mindset changed, then no longer volunteering. Yeah. So, 所以佛法就这个逐渐的衰微了, 衰微下去了. So then as a result, what happened? If normal people, they decline in their work, then the company decline. If a family, whether father, mother, or the children, they don't see eye to eye and keep having conflict, then eventually the family collapse. Any kind of groups. Yeah, the trouble here is if this person is a pusa, if bodhisattvas, don't deal with the defilements, keep on having conflict, then what is it affecting? Buddhism. Yeah. Similarly for volunteers. Not that I'm giving myself excuses. That's why when it comes to volunteers, I'm very particular. Yeah, because as volunteers, you can have very wholesome impact. But if volunteers, you know, they don't work on themselves with the Dhamma, then easy to go the wrong path. So then the outcome is 佛法就逐渐的衰微下去了。But anyway, so 现在, after the Lanka trip, 看开了。 I really appreciate this Lanka trip. This retreat. Yeah. But it's really important. What is this drink? This one is... This one is from the boy, right? Roslyn's boy. Yeah. So this is the part here. Yeah, so 是要经过一个时期的修饰念处. Yeah, so when we say not to be attached to form, attached to feelings, perception, no. Forms, sound, smell, taste, touch, or mental objects, to while one is doing giving. Yeah. In other words, not to be attached to any of the sense objects. Yeah. And if you want to be more inclusive, then to all phenomena, while doing giving. In other words, to have no attachment while giving. Yeah. Here. What did my teacher say? 是要经过一个时期的修饰念处. Yeah, you one have to go through a period of time. Yeah, practicing, cultivating the four foundations. Yeah, the four foundations of mindfulness. Yeah, it's not simply just lip service. Not just say only. Yeah. Oh, let's not be attached. Let's let go. We must let go. No. Let go is the outcome, yeah, in a way. But how to arrive at that is through the cultivation of four foundations. 最低限度, yeah, so the minimum requirement, what? 要能调伏烦恼. Yeah, so minimally, one should be able to overcome defilements. We don't say cut off defilements. Mitigating defilements means that occasionally defilements may still arise, yeah. But when it arises, we should be able to mitigate it. If I may, before we talk about mitigation, we have to recognize the existence of defilements. In other words, we must accept that we are not enlightened. Those who feel that they are enlightened, that they have supramundane vision, they can already see karma, they have wisdom that is superior to others, such a person cannot learn Dhamma anymore. Yeah, because that ego or pride or that confusion, that ignorance, that delusion will prevent one, even when faced with the teaching itself, will reject it. Yeah, not possible to learn Dhamma. It is like in the Zen tradition, for different cases, they have different stories. For this case, it is when a person has a cup with poison inside. So even when you put tea inside, you cannot drink. If you drink, you die. So similarly, if a person have wrong views, yeah, and when clearly highlighted by a teacher, this is wrong view, such a person refuse to give up the wrong view. Such a person is like a tainted cup. Even if you put in Dhamma, useless. Should just throw away the cup. Yeah. So here, 要能调伏烦恼. Yeah. So there are different stages. First stage is to recognize that if we have defilements, we must recognize we have defilements. But if we think that we are enlightened, we have special vision, we have special knowledge, then difficult. Maybe that's the case that some of us, you know, there are some people out there who think, oh, I have special vision, but you don't know what. Okay, fine, then you can, then don't come for class. I mean, what can we do, right? There are people who are like that, you know. They feel so strongly. I know this. I know that. Okay, can. Yeah. luckily, I'm like that now, though. I don't argue with people about this anymore. Yeah. If it's me 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I think I'll spend the whole day, whole night, you know, having debates over it. Now I'm like, I listen, and say, okay, is that your conclusion? Yes. You're very sure? Yes. Okay, so what do you want me to do about it? If you have already decided, then what you want me to do, right? Cannot do anything, what? Who am I to tell you you really see or not? Correct or not? Do you know that in Koh Ming San, there was a couple in 2007, about around May, June period, the couple came to see them, to come and see me. So the husband, before that, tell me that the wife was diagnosed with schizo. Yeah, so having paranoia, having all kinds of thoughts. So hope that I can counsel her. So after, okay, bring your wife in. So wife sit down and told me, Venerable, there are people, they try to read my mind. They try to do this, they try to do that. I said, I took down notes. Went on and on. My neighbor, this person, even strangers, I walk past. I look at them, they look at me. Oh, I know. Okay. So, when she's done with all the description, I look at her and I said, okay, it's possible. And she's like, huh? You believe? I said, yeah. If you say so, who am I to reject? And the husband, I told her, I said, yeah. I mean, if you experience it, I cannot possibly have no reasons to doubt you. I have no reasons to deny your experience. But I told her, I said, and this is not the only case that is so similar. Very interesting, no? Different individuals don't know each other, but the moment they have this issue, they exhibit extremely similar symptoms. Yes. The context may be slightly different, but the pattern is identical. Yeah. So in psychiatry, they say it's neurological. But as to the neurosis reason, vary. So I told her, I said, yes, it's possible that it's like that. But I go at a few angles. I ask her, I tell you that it's possible, I don't say that it's true also. But I don't say it's not true, because I have no way to know whether it's true. So if I tell you that I agree and I say it's true, I'm actually trying to just humor you. Actually, okay. So all I can say is, it's possible, based on what you tell me. And I take your word for it. But in which case, then are you also open to consider other possibilities? And then for her and many other students with this situation, with this approach, they are more likely to be open to consider. The most important thing is, for many of these cases, everywhere they go, everybody is telling them, no, this is not true. So I never tell them it's not true. But important thing, I really don't know whether it's true or not. Like now, if he say that he sees someone walking back and forth here,
it could be possible.
No, I'm saying, let's say you actually see someone walking back and forth. Not that there's really someone walking back and forth, but maybe there is, and no one else see, but only you see. But maybe there's none, and you really see. Do you know the difference?
Still not really. I know on sense side there's difference, but don't really know why we all don't interpret differently.
Yeah, so there's a difference between illusion, hallucination, and delusion. illusion is there's really nothing there, but something was done to give you impression that there's something there. Hallucination is nobody see there's anything there, there's really nothing there, but you really see something there. Not that you feel, no, but in your mind you really see something. So that's hallucination. Hallucination is neurology. Yeah, so you literally see something, although there's nothing. Delusion is there's nothing there, you didn't see, but you thought you still saw something. So that's more psychology. Yeah, so that there are different types. So when that student tell me that she see this, she hear, she knows that people are reading them, her mind, all this, these are very classic symptoms. And this is 12 years ago. Along the way, I've encountered a lot of different cases. So I opened her up to consider different possibilities. Then I asked her, yeah, it's possible that people, number one, have an intent to read your mind. Is it possible that people have the means to read your mind? That's another thing. Wishing to read our mind is one thing. Having the ability to read our mind is another thing. Yeah. So then I drew in. Why would people have the intent to read our mind? Unless there's something important in our mind, otherwise nothing better to do. So then we look at the cause of reading people's mind. Is it a trivial thing to read people's mind? Not trivial. Can you read my mind? Say no. Can you read Lok John? Can you read his mind? Anybody can read mine? Raise your hand. Yeah, raise your hand and then slap your head. Read my mind. Yeah. I tell you, in my life, it's a privilege, you know, being in this position. I met a lot of people who open their heart out to me and tell me whatever they see. It's not something to laugh at, you know. Because they really feel that way, you know. It's so strong. So I'll go through some exercises with them to not to put them down, but to let them see for themselves how possible it is. Yeah. So one of the classic exercise I get them to do is, so you think that they can read your mind? Yes. Which means that you can also read their mind? Yes. Then I say, okay, then can you read my mind? Then they start to hesitate. Should be able to. Say, okay, I think of a number 1 to 10. Guess. All of you decide on one number. Lie. Choose one number.
Go.
5. No. Try again. I don't change my number. Lie. Second.
9.
Try again. Wrong. Lie.
0.
0. Wrong. 1 to 10. Leh. What's it called? Fail. What's it called? Maths fail.
3.
3. Wrong. Yeah. So I choose 7. Why? Because statistically, this is the least common number. 6 and 7 is the least common number that people choose. But the fact that I tell you, it will have changed your decision for future tests. Yeah, but statistically, unbiased, most people when choosing 1 to 10, very low tendency to just first thing go to 7. 10 to either go in the middle, then go to the side. Yeah. So 7 is somewhere, you know. Yeah. Yeah, this is what happens when you read too much of all kinds of things. Yeah. So in a nutshell, you see, having encountered such individuals, we don't say go and tell them like this or like that, but the approach is to help them to see, to use their whatever mental capacity they still have to reason things out. Yeah. And this is an approach that later I found that is actually found in the standard psychology approach, you know. Yeah. And what I observe is for some students, when I do this, like for that lady, right, after going through the different scenarios, then she seemed to, you can see the change in the eyes, you know, seemed to calm down, and then she seemed to start to, like, not be like thinking all over, but start to like reason and like, it's almost like dawn on her, oh yeah, huh? Yeah. And so for some of these cases, they will be okay for a few days. Then a few days later, suddenly out of blue, get a text, get a call, Ishu, Wow, that day, after you we talked to me, right? Wow, it really stopped there. Whatever you we discussed really stopped there. Wow, you're very powerful there. I'm like, huh? Wrong conclusion again. But now, start again, Sifu. The best case is a few weeks. Worst case is, in that session itself, after, then just a few seconds later, no, cannot. Immediately switch. Yeah, so it's actually very difficult for them. Yeah. Because you must know that when a person is in this state, it's not whether a person is like purposely or just cannot see, no. Yeah, it's like, no, I tell you there's bacteria. Can you see bacteria? You cannot see, it means cannot see what? Do you know that there's bacteria? We all say we know, but it's because from chemistry, from science, biology, we learn, ma, and we take for granted, ma. How many? We say a lot, lah. How many exactly? Don't know, lah. Never go and count, ma. Right? Yeah, in some ways, the delusion is like that, you know. The person truly see it that way. Not able to. Yeah, so whether in modern psychology or in Buddhism, the approach, there's some similarity, and the approach is to use existing known facts and then try to slowly build up the scaffolding so that the person has some established grounding to build on. And the key thing is to teach them how to build up this scaffolding so that even when they're not in for a session, they can, you know, go back to some first principle and from there build up. And if anything contradicts this, that something, no matter how real that is, if it contradicts a first principle, that is false. Yeah, that's an approach. The same approach is found throughout the suttas. Yeah, many times when the Buddha is having a debate with an ascetic from other schools, he always go back to some basic first principles that is commonly agreed. Not some special, you know, exotic teaching in Buddhism that nobody know of. Yeah. The Buddha oftentimes use terms, use concepts that the questioner, yeah, the interlocutor, the person already agree and know. Yeah. Then from there, build up the scaffolding. Yeah. So, over here, to come back to the text, is that if we don't have that scaffolding, then we don't even know that our view is wrong. And if we don't even know that our view is wrong, you don't even have the correct measurement to know whether defilements have arisen. And if you don't even know whether your defilements have arisen, how do you even tiao fu fan now? You don't even think that it's fun now. So imagine if you're going on a trail, on a walk, and the trouble is, your map is wrong. It's actually quite frightening, you know. If your map is wrong, and you don't know that your map is wrong, or your map is outdated, then how? You got to ask yourself, no? Now, the map says there's a road in front, but when you look forward, it's down the slope, right? Just boom, like that. Right? Are you going to trust the map? Are you going to... Hey, but Shifu, this map, this is a map I draw myself, no? It's so special one, no? But take one more step, you jump off, like... What are you going to do? How many of you are going to believe your own map and jump off? How many of you would revise your map to indicate that actually there's no route here? Or how many of you will question whether you're holding the map correctly? Because I've ever encountered when I was in Europe with a student once, it was so funny, you know. From airport to that hotel, it's supposed to be 15 minutes walk. After 45 minutes, almost an hour, still nowhere, no. That's why sometimes I choose not to be so compassionate. No? Because, you know why we spend 45 minutes? I decided, heng shun zhong shen. Since the students feel that, you know, they know the way, so I, okay, la, you decide, la, you look at the map. Ma. Whoa. Someone carry luggage, you know, pull luggage, pull here. Until 45 minutes, over an hour, I'm like, do you know where we are? I know. So which direction to go? Then, you know, just this direction. immediately want to storm off again. I said, wait, stop. Let me see the map. You see, I spent 4 years as a scout going on hikes. Like, I've gone for so much hikes. I've gone for more hikes than practically anyone in my scout group. Because, long story. And even after that, when I finished, in NS, I never really go for any hikes or route much. I just went for one. But I still went back to help in scouts. So I think I know a thing or two about using a map. I just took one look. I knew that the first thing was wrong. The map was not in the right direction. But I didn't want to just jump to conclusion. So I told her, I said, why do you say that it's in that direction? And the student was like, no, we are here, ma. And the place is here, ma. So that direction, ma. I said, yes, according to the map, it's in that direction. But the problem is that the map and the world is in different direction. It's supposed to be in this way. So that direction is supposed to be there, not there. And so when we learn Dharma, getting orientated is very crucial, no? Don't be so eager to, oh, I want to go and practice, I want to do. Make sure that your direction is correct first. And that's why if you go back to the Noble Eightfold Path, right view comes first. But we may say, no, Sifu, so what if right view say this or that? I experienced this, I experienced that. Okay, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. If we feel that we have experienced the truth and that is the final conclusion, then okay, Lord, then you go and practice yourself. Don't come and ask me. You know what I mean? It's like, let's say I sell iPhone. Then you get a Samsung and you keep coming to me and say, hey, how come my Samsung like that? How I know? I told you to buy iPhone, then you go and buy a Samsung, then you ask me why Samsung is like that. I mean, not that I don't like Samsung, I'm okay with Samsung, but just as an example, you know. Yeah. So, over here, 最低限度要能调伏烦恼, that's the minimum. But again, just to recap, before you can do that, you must have be able to know whether you have defilements. But to know whether you have defilements, you must be oriented first. You must know what is defilements. You must establish right view first. Without right view, how you even know what is defilements? Yeah. Then what happened? 才能做到不住 色不施，不住身香味触法不施的。 Yeah. So sometimes when we learn Buddhism, oh, non-attachment, or just want to jump straight to that. Yeah. Sometimes I encounter some students. Yeah. Usually those students are the students who never go for any class or talk one. Then just happen to encounter at some whatever occasion, and just talking. Then say, Sifu, actually very simple lah. Just don't be so attached. Who don't know? Right? Who don't know that you shouldn't be so attached? Yeah. Actually, I tell you something quite funny. Long time ago, how long ago? About 19 years ago, that was me, you know. Yeah. During the 短期出家, then I remember this venerable 九定法师. So he was explaining some verses in the Diamond Sutra. And that's exactly what I said. No? Now I think back, oh, I'm so shameful. No, luckily, most of the participants cannot remember one. Yeah, but I can remember, so I feel so shameful. Well, if any of them remember what I say, yeah, because I really did that. Yeah, he explained, then I just uttered, 法师啊, 最终是不是就是不要执照啊? Not wrong what, right? But if it's just that, then Jin Kang Jing don't have to be 32 chapters, right? Yeah. Then my teacher don't have to, you know, give so much teaching that they can compile into a book, then just open up one piece of paper. Yeah. In fact, one post-it note, 不要执照. 不要执照, 四个字. 就是执着了, 东北都秉枪, 我是假东北人. Yeah, so you must know, 师父also 做过傻事, yeah. 那法师, Now I think back, yeah, he's so compassionate. He tried to explain. But the funny thing is, you know what is the biggest joke? After I say that, all my 姐兄弟, yeah. Wow. And I still feel quite good about it. I was like, see, I just gave a good summary, man. Now I think back, I was so malu, no. Yeah, and they are so ignorant. They, you know? Yeah, so they really
kekiang. Your sister,
they
know the 次第. So they agreed
because
they know the 次第 how to become
how you know that they know the 次第?
They are your 师兄, they are your 师兄. But they announce earlier than you, right? So
probably
they
have studied
before.
So it shows that you didn't listen to what I was saying. Not some people. We are talking about very specific individuals. 57位, 短期出家的, 我们那一届, 2000年,
some people
掉进洞了, 就要赶快爬出来, 不要再挖了。 这边几个人也, 这样子就跳出来, 就没事, 不要再挖了。
Yeah.
You know what this means? Because in the traditional Chinese Mahayana context, right, whenever you want to invite a teacher to speak, before that you must, you are the 两个会请师, then two of the Yingli, then they will diang, then when she diang come out, then after that they will rotate. Ding, ding. Then you will walk out. Ding, ding. Then there'll be representative. Then go outside. In a way, like a ceremony, symbolic lah. Then a venerable will be either in another room or outside. Then go there. Then, Li Jing He Sang. Then, Bu Wei Li, Ami Tuo Fo, 一大堆啊. Then after that. Finish it, you come back then after that. Xiang Hua Ying, Xiang Hua Qing. Yeah, it's basically the process to invite someone to give teaching. Ma. So, those of you who don't get it, still don't get it. Should I explain what it means? Huh? You don't want to know, quite funny one. Eh? Huh? Bulan, you want me to explain? Eh? Yeah, so 每次有人要解释很多东西，我们就相欢迎。 Okay, 相欢迎。来，李靖和尚。哎呀，阿弥陀佛，我是当事人的你。19年前，我不知道你在哪里哦。那你肯定没有在那边嘛，因为全部都是男众。那你一个人都不知道，只有我认识我。然后我跟你说是那样子，然后你是不是？
假设
性哈，假设。要不要假设他们是佛菩萨化身？天龙八部要不要？Anyway， 来，小朋友来，我们回来这里。嗯，好。So 玄奘大师。So is that the 唐玄奘大师哈、？So 玄奘大师所译，So he did this translation. 能断金刚般若波罗蜜多经 ，Yeah. So this is another name for this Diamond Sutra. So 能断 instead of using 金刚 ，Yeah. Because the word 金刚 ，Yeah. Now translated as diamond is describing this.Rare gems stone that is very hard, so it's hardest, and all the other stones cannot break it, but it can break other gemstone. So 玄奘大师 translate as 能断. So this what is it that is 能断? It is the 金刚般若. Yeah, so it's describing this wisdom that is so strong. Strong in what sense? Yeah, strong because it's the truth. So it can vanquish all other wrong teachings. Yeah, all the wrong teachings cannot vanquish this perfection of wisdom. So, 天清菩萨, yeah. So 天清菩萨解释, 这地方十, 比较详细. So, so there's this 天清菩萨. 天清菩萨 is actually, is it Vasubandhu? 天清菩萨, 世清菩萨. I think it's Vasubandhu. So 布施, yeah. 第一要不着自身. So in just now we went through a whole chunk of text, right, from the past few weeks. So here my teacher cite another commentary. Yeah. So one of the Bodhisattva did a commentary with more explanation. Yeah, to be more detailed, more specific. 布施, the practice of giving, the perfection of giving, first and foremost. 第一要不着自身. So non-attachment. That's very vague. So firstly, non-attachment to your own body. Yeah, this is not inside this text, but my teacher cited other commentaries to flesh it out. 对自己的生命, yeah, 爱着心清, yeah. So with respect to our own life, yeah, what happened? That craving and attachment, yeah, that holding on. This kind of mindset is light, yeah. 才肯布施, then one is willing to give. Yeah, 不然, otherwise, 这些都是这个滋养我生命的东西. Yeah, otherwise, imagine, you all give me this. Yeah, all this, you can drink yourself, You can make yourself strong, Joey, what for make extra and then give Sifu for what? Kaki Lim, yeah. But why? You think it's okay? Maybe it's extra. 只靠嘴了, No. People purposely do extra, no. Yeah, so, but my teacher here is highlighting. Actually, it reflects that it is because our attachment of ourself is not so strong. Yeah, because even if it's just one more mouth of food or one more cup of water, right? I mean, you think about it, right? How is this apparent? Not Joey, but any of us, we want to give something to A or B. If A is someone that we are grateful to, that we like, who is very nice to us, that is our friend, our family, versus someone that we don't like, this person always sabo us, who are you going to give? Who are you going to give? A or B? How many of you will give B? Of course, give A, ma. Yeah, if don't give A, at least give myself lah. So actually, here it's not a bad thing. It's saying that in order to give, one must not have so much attachment. Here is 清, yeah, 这个对自己的生命爱着心清, not 断, yeah. If it 断, well, then no, of course there's no problem. But here just 清. If it's light, not so strong, then you're willing to give. Oh. Otherwise, you consider, oh yeah, this is precious, I can use this to nourish myself. What for I give? So, 若布施了,对我的生命有影响, 我不能布施, 这样爱着自身, 就不能行布施波罗蜜了。 所以非要修无我观才可以. So initially when we learn, how come here talk about giving and then talk about no self? What is the relation? This is the relation. Yeah, if we cultivate no self, then attachment to this is not so strong. Then easier to give. Yeah, easier to give. Yeah, easier to say, yeah, no problem, I can help this, I can help that. Yeah, we are willing to give material things, give immaterial things, our advice, we are willing to give even our time, so many different ways. Yeah. In general, there are three kinds of giving. Yeah, giving of Dharma, giving of material things, and giving of fearlessness. And each of these three can further be subdivided. So, 第二, So number one was not to be attached to this body. Yeah, number two. Yeah, 第二, 不遭报恩, so non-attachment to rewards. Yeah, non-attachment to the person coming back to repay us. Yeah. 我不是无条件的利益你, yeah. 对于你的生命有所滋养, 令你有智慧, 生活安乐一点, 能学习佛法, 能得圣道, oh. So when we give, this is how we should give. Yeah. Not, in other words, in modern terms, it'll be not to look for repayment. Yeah. That's the difference, huh? Not to look for repayment versus not expecting that there's causality. For example, if you do giving, the Buddha, you know, in a Buddhist teaching, when you do giving, there are wholesome results, ma. Correct? This is different from expecting a reward from the person, from the recipient. Oh, this is somewhat different. So over here, when we give, we should give without that kind of expectation. So our giving is non-conditional, unconditional. So we don't give set any condition. Oh, I help you today. Hey, you owe me one. In the office, it's very common. Yeah, your colleague come over. Hey, are you free tonight? Why? Want to go out for a movie? No, no, no. I got something to rush. Can you help me or not? Can lah. Then either we say you owe me one, or that person say, hey, I owe you one. Yeah. So that's really a transaction, not giving. Yeah. So if in a way you think about it, even in office you can do giving. All of you later do OT. Huh? But it's true, no? Even in office you can do giving. Then you are practicing the Bodhisattva path also. Yeah. Of course Bodhisattva path is very wide. That would be a specific application to it. Oh. So give without conditions. Yeah. With regards to the person's life, to help nourish it. Yeah. 对于你的生命有所滋养, yeah. Then to help you to with regards to your wisdom and your life, your happiness, to improve it a bit. Yeah. Then 能学习佛法, and be able to learn Buddha Dhamma. 能得圣道, be able to attain enlightenment. 完全是无条件的利益对方, yeah, 并不希望对方回报于我. Yeah, so this is the thing. Yeah. It is that you, when you help, you don't expect that kind of reward from that recipient. 这样子才是不住色身香味触法布施. So this is the second second factor. 第三, 不着果报. So then this is the third one. Yeah, that even in terms of that result, non-attachment. So, question. Is there a difference between non-attachment and refuting that there is going to be a result? Non-attachment doesn't mean that you don't expect that there's going to be a result. Yeah. It is that you don't cling on to that result as mine. Wow, this is mine, this is mine. No. Bodhisattvas, they do a lot of good. They get a lot of merits. But they are ready to just manifest their merits to help other people in turn. Yeah. No such thing as, hey, you keep on asking me then, what bu gao le? I do good merit, then this is for me. So many life, I stay in a poor house. Hey, I'm Bodhisattva leh. Stage 8 already, ma. I at least have to have a condo, ma. Then have a car, ma. Then what do you expect me to do? You want the car, then I give you, then I how? Then if you a person is like that, that's not Bodhisattva. Huh? So, 不遭回报. So, 布施的时候, 没有希望将来得大富贵的想法. Yeah, so don't have that kind of expectation. I do this, I must get that. Yeah, that I wish to get that. This reminds me of the verse in the Vinaya. Yeah, 不起邪愿, So in the monastic code, if a monk or nun, a monastic practice and have a wish, by this practice, may I be reborn in the sensual desire realm. That is considered an evil wish. Yeah. Why evil wish? Because the ultimate goal should be Nibbana. Yeah. And not attachment to this cyclical existence. Yeah. So, not to mention, next life have a nice car or nice house or whatever. Yeah. 那不是利益对方，是利益自己。 Jialat. After this class, next week nobody come. Huh? Then, I thought, Sifu, last time you keep on saying that the Buddha said, when we do dana, then supposed to get good results. Yeah, next week, from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This I brought from 6. Next week only 1. Huh? Nobody want to give me drinks anymore. Yeah. So, 这样的心情 不是大悲心的行动, 那是一般的善法, 而不是菩萨道了。 So, in a way, we can say that in the Nikayas, in some places, when the Buddha say, give with the wholesome results in mind, I don't think that includes attachment, huh? Yeah. So it doesn't mean that the Bodhisattva, when he do wholesome deeds, he expect bad results. That would be perversion, isn't it? So he knows causality, he knows that giving produces merits. The difference is he's not like clinging on to it. Oh. So 不执着上述三相, yeah, 纯是用大悲心和波罗蜜修这个不施波罗蜜，而不住色布施，不住身香味触法布施，这是菩萨道。So giving, when we talk about giving, anybody can give, but to give as a part of the Bodhisattva practice, then you must give in this way. To give with wisdom, to give with non-attachment. Yeah. Non-attachment in these three ways. The first one, non-attachment to oneself. Second one, non-attachment to, what is it? What is the second one? What's the second one? Can you remember? So, first one is one owns body, second one is repayment from that person, third one is the karmic results. Yeah, not attached to any of these three. Now, this is a recap. So, if you can do to that degree, then that is considered Bodhisattva path. So, how? If we cannot, then don't give. No, still give. But be aware. In a way, this can be three markers. When you reflect on how we give in the past, and we reflect on how we give now, then we ask ourselves, in future, am I going to give? Yeah. These are three markers for us to be aware. Okay, when I'm giving, do I have this defilement active? Do I have that defilement active? And so on. So let's continue. 这个, 不住, 不住就是有般若的智慧，力量能观三轮体空的意义，的意识。 So last week I mentioned about 三轮体空. Can you all remember? Yeah. 三轮体空是什么呢？ Don't worry, my teacher explained everything. He don't just cite here, cite there, then let you go and figure it out yourself. Yeah. So 三轮体空是什么呢？ 菩萨是布施者，众生是接受者，接受菩萨布施的，中间还有个财物啊。 观察这三方面都是毕竟空三轮体空 the giver, the recipient and the object、yeah. So to go and reflect that all three are all empty of inherent nature and ultimately void、yeah. So、这个三轮体空是这样子。 So clear about this part, because 三轮体空 is a very key thing inthe Buddhist teaching. Yeah, when we learn about emptiness, ultimately when you go back to the Heart Sutra class, I actually indirectly cover all these three areas. So, 菩萨是 okay, 菩萨是布施者，还有受布施者，观察这两方面毕竟空，是我空。 So when you contemplate and observeGiver is empty, recipient is empty. This is considered the emptiness of the self. 然后我空，观察财物也是毕竟空，呀，这就是法空。When you contemplate on the object itself that is being given, that is also condition arising, empty of inherent nature. That is 法空 emptiness of phenomena. So.我空法空是二空 yeah, So emptiness of self, emptiness of phenomena, this is the two kinds of emptiness yeah, 从三方面说就是三轮体空 From the three angles, then it's considered the emptiness of the three bodies 三轮体空 yeah, So 这样子能复合菩萨于法应无所住行于布施、yeah, So then this is aligned with the earlier statement that the Bodhisattva with respect to all phenomena should give without any attachment to anything、yeah? So 也符合不住色布施不住声香味触法布施 And it is also in line withThe statement that one should give without attachment to form, without attachment to sound, smell, taste, touch, and phenomena. 、so, 那样那么才是菩萨道。Yeah, in this way, then, is considered the Bodhisattva path.、okay?I said earlier.Emptiness of the three bodies. Yeah. This is my loose translation. Yeah. Because this is actually quite commonly found in the Chinese text. I'm going to finish one more paragraph, then we end for the day, okay? 前面发无上菩提心那一颗只说无我相、人相、众生相、咒者相、我空。So the earlier part, 发无上菩提心The arising, the evoking of the unsurpassed bodhicitta. Yeah, in that chapter, there's only mentioned 只说无我相、人相、众生相、寿者相 only mentioned about the non-self. Yeah, non-self, no perception or no feature of a person, of a sentient being, of someone who actually has lifespan. So all these are actually subsumed under.Emptiness of the self, 我空还没有提到法空 has not mentioned about emptiness of phenomena 这里提到我空也提到法空 but over here, then it mentions about emptiness of the self and emptiness of phenomena 这是第一点不同This is the first difference 前面那段文只是发无上菩提愿 The earlier chapter onlymentioned about the evoking, the arising of the unsurpassed bodhicitta, the vow of enlightenment. Yeah. 而此处有无上菩提愿，又有菩萨道。But over here, it is not just the unsurpassed Buddhi awakening vow, the bodhicitta, but it has the Bodhisattva path as well. 有愿有行, yeah, there's the vow and there's the practice, the path. 是第二点不同, this is the second difference. Yeah, second difference. The first difference is earlier part only emptiness of self without emptiness of phenomena. Second difference is first part only the vow of bodhicitta but never mentioned about practice. This part, there's these two differences. 所以这时候能有力量降伏其心 and so over here at this moment there's this power, this ability to do what? 降伏其心 to subdue this mind to subdue this mind. This is page 100, we end here for today. Any questions about the text? If not, 合掌回向，愿消三障诸烦恼，
愿消三障诸烦恼，
愿得智慧真明了，
愿得智慧真明了，
普愿罪障悉消除，
普愿罪障悉消除，
世世常行菩萨道，
世世常行菩萨道，
阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛，
起立。